Hello and welcome to a very special, I don't know whether to say edition, of Connecting Consciousness. Very pleased to be able to say that we have Magenta Pixie here, and Becky is here as well. And we really have, I think, over the last few months, come to recognize that a lot of the work that Magenta has been putting out has matched very closely the information that we have. And although I know that they're possibly coming from different sources, I was very impressed with the, not just the quality of it, but the sincerity of it. And I recognized in Magenta Pixie somebody who is 100% good and is here to do very good work. And so I know that many of Connecting Consciousness members throughout the world will, of course, be familiar with her. But for those of you that are not, here's a really good chance, I think, to get to know her and get to know her work. And what brought her first to Becky's attention was the three-point plan, if I can call it that. And what I would really love Magenta Pixie to do today is to, just for the benefit of those of you who are not familiar, to go over that, because it's all about empowerment and it's about the strength in what is a very difficult time at the moment. And then I think Rebecca is going to come in, Becky's going to come in with some sort of questions, try to make things clearer, try to understand. And I'll just pop in from time to time with it. So it's not an interview. This is really an opportunity to reach members of the audience who perhaps are not fearful, but are being confused with all of the bombardment that's occurring at the moment. So first of all, then, Magenta Pixie, thank you so much and welcome.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you so much for asking me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Really, really pleased to have the chance to talk to you. So would you like to tell us about the what's really brought you to us today is this three-point development plan, if I can call it that. So could you just explain to the audience a bit about that, please?
Okay. Well, I've got a video about this on my channel, so I won't go into too much about how this came to me, but I've been speaking to these higher beings, whatever you want to call them, since 1993, and that's progressed. So I'm in communication with them now. And all the information that I have comes from that structure and all that it entails. But it was about a week ago, I think it was Easter Sunday morning, and I've been astral projecting, going through out-of-body experiences since I was young and predominantly more in my early 20s and throughout my life since. This was a very profound and different out-of-body experience, not like one I had had before. So in this out-of-body experience, I'm taken to, or I go to, the galactic core, and I am in the asteroid belt somewhere in the Milky Way, and I'm picking up this information. It was like one moment of a large piece of information, which I would call a monad. It's a structure in and of itself, an infinite structure in and of itself. Now, normally when that happens and I get that kind of download, that's usually a book. But when I woke up and started to speak to these beings I talked to, the nine, they said, we don't have time for you to write this as a book. You know, I can't sit here for months writing and then let my partner edit it and it be out next year. This information needs to get out now. So I made the video about this information. Right. What they told me was, obviously this is a massive, massive movement and there's so much involved, but what we're doing is we are coming together, all of humanity in their different ways, to create something that is actually already written. That which is already written is, they're telling me, a mathematical inevitability. So instead of looking at timelines where you have all these multiple possibilities, you're actually looking at an inevitability. It's a convergence of timelines. No matter which way around you go, this eventuality will occur. The nine say all roads lead to Rome. So this inevitability is the Great Awakening, the ascension process. However, ascension isn't just all about sitting, meditating and talking about rainbows. It's really tough. And as everyone knows right now, what we're going through is a huge challenge. So how do we move through this process and create that which is inevitable? Because when something is inevitable, it doesn't mean we sit back and just let it happen. We are participatory within that inevitability. So there are things that we must do. And so these beautiful intelligences within this Milky Way structure gave to me this download. And it's a three-step process. Each step is a predominantly a lifetime of study in and of itself. But right now we're right at the almost at the core of this inevitability. So we don't have time to study. We have to work through this as quickly as we can. Luckily, we have teachers that have been studying this for 30, 40 odd years and longer. So all we need to do is go and watch their information, which they've been giving, they've been learning for years, and we can then take their information in a 1 or 2 or 3 hour video. So this three-step process, step one is to learn about the dark plan. The dark plan is a plan that's being put into place right now. Yeah, it's dark because, so if you don't know any of this, you would research the Cabal, the Illuminati, the Deep State, the 13 Families, the Dark Controllers, the Dark Alliance. They have the globalists, the elite, they are called by many names. What is their plan? Who are they, first of all? Who are these people? What is their plan? Why have they got a plan? What is that plan? What are they trying to do? Why are they doing it? Until we have, and obviously we're not going to have a full understanding of that in all its intricacies, but we can get to a point where we are aware of that. It's out there. It's everywhere. And obviously now that we are in a situation of virus and lockdown, the plan is evident. So we need to know what that plan is. That's step one. However long that may take you, you do not have to do this linearly. You do not have to do step one for 4 weeks or whatever, then step two, then step three. All of this can be done at the same time, in the same day, depending on how you want to do this. So that's step one. What's the plan? Who are these people? What is this structure? What are they doing? We need to have some awareness there. Then we move to step two, and all of this is about consciousness. It's about lending our consciousness, which is so powerful when we come together. The nine say, when you come together, united within that collective power, you can move mountains, you can change and create worlds. That's what we're doing. So step two is a declaration of sovereignty. One needs to understand all three steps to be able to understand why we're doing each step, because this is an infinite structure in itself. This is presented as three steps to ascension. However, there are multiple steps to ascension. This is a condensed version, a beginner's pathway that is an infinite structure in and of itself, to then give you the seeds to be able to continue in that journey. Step two is a declaration of sovereignty. It is where you make a statement that you do not accept, you do not consent, and you do not give permission. It's very important, because when you study the dark plan, you see that they need to be authorized to do what they do, and they present what they are doing. They wait for our reaction, which is often not a lot, so they take that as permission. We are making a declaration of sovereignty on a grand scale that we do not give permission. I cited Laura Eisenhower in the video that I did, because she recently uploaded a video called Message to the Dark Controllers. You can go and watch that video by her. Basically, that is a declaration of sovereignty. And within that, she actually was doing step two and three in that video. And my out-of-body experience was like the next day after I'd watched her video was when I was given the three-step plan. So it's a declaration of sovereignty. It is a denial of permission, but it is not made through anger, which is very hard when you're in step one and you're finding out all this stuff. One has to come to a place of integrity, of true balanced justice. the Indigo Warrior Code, and one says, no, I do not give you permission. I am a sovereign being. I have power over my own mind, my own body, and my own reality, and I do not give you permission for the hijacking and the harm that you wish to cause me as a sovereign living human being and as a sovereign soul. So you make that declaration. A lot of people getting confused there because they're thinking if you say no to the universe when you're working with the law of attraction, that that is negative reinforcement. So therefore, you are calling to yourself more of the same. If you say no, I do not want this, you're creating it because you're in resistance to it. All of that is true, but not when it's taken in integrity and sovereignty, without anger, fear, and the desire for retribution and revenge, and not when it's taken in conjunction with step three. When you do step three and step two together, this is not a negative reinforcement, and you are working with the law of attraction, because what you are presenting to the universe is empowerment and love, and that is merged together, and you get more of the same. So the law of attraction energetic you are getting back to you is that of integrity, justice, and truth and love, because that's what you're putting out. Step three is very difficult for most people. People in step one will think that step three is insane and listen to me suggest it and think that woman is crazy, I can't do that. If you are within step two, you will be working towards step three. If you're spiritually aware, you'll be okay with step three. And step three is we send love, genuine love, to that structure, to that service to self structure, through gratitude and forgiveness. Now, I am not saying that we have to conjure up these deep state players that have caused untold crimes against humanity and sit those deep state players in front of us in our meditation and say, I love you. Of course, we are not going to do that. That in itself is giving permission, because they could then say, oh, you love me. You love what I'm doing. I shall do more of it. This is part of an empowerment strategy. One takes the entire service to self structure as an energetic system which encompasses all the deep state players, all the dark cabal, and all the entities that are working with them. And through gratitude, thank you for being a catalyst for my awakening and humanity's awakening. I am in gratitude for that. I forgive you for all the things that you had to do, because I understand why you had to do it, for you standing as a catalyst. And I genuinely love you. Why do I love you? I love you because you are me. We are all one soul. So you need to understand unity consciousness. You need to understand that we are all one before you can make step three as a claim. So step one, who are these people? Who are the cabal? Learn all of those things and integrate the emotions that will come up, which is fear, terror, horror, grief, anger, the need for retribution, the need for revenge, all normal. It's okay to feel those things, but one needs to integrate them and come to a place of balance. Why? Because we cannot reach that inevitability. We cannot create that inevitability and bring down this structure and move into freedom without doing these things on a grand scale. When we do these things on a grand scale and we reach critical mass, we then move into the core of this inevitability, and one then sees this dark structure as a ripple just begin to fall. They will crumble and fall, and every structure built on corruption, greed, fear, darkness, and the need to control others will crumble and fall. And every structure built from the heart, from genuine love and integrity, and the wanting to heal and help the world, those structures will not only sustain, they will thrive, and they will move into abundance. That is why we move within the three-step plan.
Thank you. That's excellent. The video or YouTube clip that you talked about from Laura Eisenhower, we will actually be putting that on as well. So there'll be your one and her one so that people can reference that. Thank you for that. Now, Becky, you've been sort of sitting there very, very patiently and calmly. I would like to ask you to come in on that and see where we need to go with it now.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Magenta Pixie. I was sitting there very calmly because I was listening to it all, and I love how it was summarised. Thank you very much. While I was listening to it the first and second time, and I was really reflecting on what you've been saying over the last few days since I heard it, I was thinking that step one, the awakening the people, do you think that the film that QAnon did, I think it's Janet Ossenbaard from the Netherlands, did a 10-part series, so you know what it is. It's 3 hours long.
Yes.
I listened to it all in one go yesterday. Now, while I did know the overall picture, having it it's presented very, very clearly, it tells you a lot of what you need to understand and come to terms with. And when people watch that and they watch it for the first time, and even if they know about it already to some degree or parts of it, as you say, I think this does cause a real visceral reaction. You're talking about fear, anger, there's disgust, there's all kinds of negative emotions and feelings that come up with some of the content. And as Janet says, it brings on a cognitive dissonance where people just think, I don't want to hear this, I don't want to go any further, I just don't want to know that. And for some people, they have to just stop. But then they will come back to it, or they'll hear other people talking about it. It's a difficult thing because people are going to reach us in different stages, and perhaps the route to awakening will come from different ways. Some people will be aware of the vaccination scandal, and some people will start to become aware of the paedophilia and Pizzagate. You know, in my day as a kid, paedophilias were kind of, we thought they were just men with coats who flashed occasionally, but no idea that it was how enormous it was, and how inherent the cabal, just the whole system is founded on it. And it's things like that that causes cognitive dissonance. And when we as human beings are approaching new topics, I'm imagining this step one is very much connected to, in our, you know, spiritual bodies, it's connected to the base and the sacral chakras. It's connected to these lower chakras, because these are to do with third dimensional things, the physical plane, to do with all our emotions, the base emotions that we have, and reactions. Yeah, I was just wondering what your thoughts were, first of all, on that step one part.
So I am familiar with the Fall Cabal series, the 10-part series. I did watch it, not because I needed to learn anything, because I wanted to know if this really was a good way to awaken complete beginners. And I did feel that it was. From what I've seen, it's one of the most gentle ways to present this information. This is difficult information to take. It is very dark. It is very shocking. And there is no easy way to show it. And I think that 10-part series did an excellent job. And I know of young, newly awakened individuals that have recently watched that series and have gone through those very emotions you are talking about.
Absolutely. It was my daughter that sent me the link recently.
Yeah,
I've heard that, all different aspects from all different people, but it was actually, I got that through her, which is interesting.
I mean, I sent it to my daughters, but I waited until they'd already looked at some other things. So they'd been looking at other issues. We're talking about the virus. We're talking about the technology that's above 4G. We're talking about everything connected there, the healthcare and all of the numbers and everything around that. And once they had found some conspiracies that did not add up, and they realized this is no longer a conspiracy theory, this is actually got some truth here, then when I realized they were at a certain stage, I sent the Fall Cabal series. I do think it's a gentle way to wake people up. However, and I have to say, I wasn't fully prepared for my daughter's reaction, because I've known this stuff for so long. And then when she reacted as she did, I thought, well, yes, of course she would react like that, because she didn't know that. And it sort of opened my eyes a bit. What I would say here is, when you first watch this information, if you are watching intellectually, then that's when you might need to sort of stop and go back to it, because it's the emotions. You don't want the emotions to come in. You're watching this stuff intellectually. You've got the cognitive dissonance and you're thinking, this can't be true. This can't be true. I have to find some way in my mind that this isn't true. I need to go away and find out a way for this not to be true. That's what you're going to feel. When your emotions come in, that is when you start feeling. So you're stopping your emotions, because the emotions are going to cause you pain and hurt. However, you aren't going to understand this stuff from the intellectual viewpoint. It's only when your emotions come in and you feel, then everything comes together and you know, everything adds up. You've studied other things, it's all coming together. And in the Fall Cabal series, it's presented that way. And you might have two people watch that, and one person might think, well, you know, it's rubbish because that doesn't add up and that doesn't make sense. That's them finding a way for it not to be true, so it doesn't hurt them. So those people are still in cognitive dissonance, and whilst they're not in pain, which is great, they're still in the current false narrative, and they're not breaking through to the truth. If you allow your emotions to come into this and then feel genuinely in balance, you're going to feel terrible. You're going to have this awful realization that everything you believed has gone. This world that you thought was a lovely, helpful, safe world is not. The children you have brought into this world, which might be running around playing with their toys while you're watching this, or asleep in bed while you're watching this, you are going to look at those children and think, why did I bring children into this world? They're not safe. So all your own fears are brought to the fore when you learn this stuff. But when the emotions come in and you go into knowing, that is step one. The only way that we can move to the creation of this inevitability, which is the bringing down of the structure that are doing these dark things, is to know. And we have to feel, and we have to feel those emotions. Because if we continue to hide, this will continue to carry on.
Exactly. If we can't hide, then they're just going to carry on, because that's the equivalent of giving permission.
Yes. Do you love children? Are you hurting because you love your children? Do you want this to stop? Do you want these children to be safe, and for you to have a world where this never happens again, and for you to have a world where your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are safe? If that is what you want, which any sane, balanced, genuine, service to others person will want, you must learn this stuff. Feel it, know it, and then there you are in step one. Integrate the emotions. And I know it's tough, because we are right in the core now, and some of us have learned this stuff years ago, but we all went through what you are going through now. If you've just learned this stuff, we went through it. We all did. And it's awful. And we all don't want it to be true. But sadly, it is true. And as you said, it is the underpinning and the foundation for everything else. The media, the political structure, healthcare. Why? Because this is part of a satanic ritual where they bring forward dark forces, like I am communicating with light forces and love and beauty. And that's all I wanted when I connected with those beings. They were with me for years before they showed me the dark. I thought spirituality was just light. And then they started to slowly show me, and I'm thinking, what's that? And then, oh my goodness, there's dark beings as well. And there are people that talk to them and that create rituals for them. I didn't know that. Then I was told that I would be one of the people that would be teaching the world about this. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. I cannot do that. Who am I? I'm just a normal person. And they said, yes, you can. This is what you were born for. And you will stand up and speak, and you will tell the world. That's why I know this stuff. And it's been really hard. You think you've got it tough watching Fall Cabal over a period of a couple of days. I've had visions and images, and I've been in there and seen these beings and seen what they have done and had to come out and deal with those emotions and then go back to my normal life. And this hasn't been on a video. It's been visions within. How did I not go insane? Because the nine were with me the whole time. And they and structures like them are with every single human being right now. You all have a guardian angel. You all have light beings. Or if you don't want to go there, you can simply say you all have strength within you that you never knew you had. And we have all got to come together with that in whichever way it may be. Stop arguing. Stop fighting. Stop telling someone they're with a dark demon when they're with the light. Stop telling someone that their truth is wrong or that they're a conspiracy theorist. Stop saying that God doesn't exist or that he does exist. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The point is, these people, they work with a deeply spiritual and religious belief. And it is on a dark, satanic, Luciferian presentation. And they are harming children, and they have been harming children and adults and people like you and I for a long, long, long time. And we have got to come together to create the inevitability, which is the complete collapse and exposure of this structure. Exactly. And then we have a free world.
And of course, this is what Simon has been doing and working towards. I mean, he's been working with many, many people who have experienced some of the more negative aspects and help them integrate and heal and then start to live a positive life for themselves. So, as you're saying, this step one, it's huge. For people who haven't even gone there, it's the sort of thing that takes weeks, months and years to perhaps dip your toe in the water, come back out and do it bit by bit. We don't really have the luxury of doing this now. It's going to be a big awakening for many people. And they do have to work through their emotional processes. They do have to go through those processes because you can't really step into step two with the Declaration of Independence when you're feeling anger, when you're feeling, you've explained this already. And for me, this is like working with the solar plexus, the power. We're now in our stepping into your power in the knowledge of what is going on and saying, no, I don't accept that. I will not let you do that to me. And everybody has to do this. As Simon said, we're going to reference Laura Eisenhower because her message to the Dark Controllers was just absolutely brilliant. I've watched it about three times now and I just think, yay, go girl, because she's really just, I love how she's done that. It's just fantastic. And I think it's a wonderful way, show. It's a wonderful way of doing this.
Yes, and isn't it wonderful that she is the great-granddaughter of President Dwight Eisenhower, who was on this path. He was trying to do what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And she has taken up that beacon and continued it. So she's working for her bloodline and for humanity. So definitely check out Laura Eisenhower. But with those individuals that wake up, what I would say, those of you who are learning this stuff now, you're not just learning this stuff just to know it. There's a reason why you are learning this stuff now. I may have known this 20 years ago or whatever, and other people may have known this for 50 years or 10 years or 5, whatever. What I'm saying is those who wake up now, yes, they don't have the luxury of time, but the nine assure me that they have all the tools they need to deal with this. They are still ahead of the curve. They are still ahead of the game. Learning it now, why? Because that inevitability of the great awakening and ascension and the collapse of this structure is the world knowing, the world. So you think you're shocked now, what happens when planet Earth and all of humanity hear this news? Isn't it good for you to know now so that you're a bit ahead of it? You deal with your emotions now, try and get to step two and three, and then you can help when there is a flood of information that is going to cause a shockwave across the planet. That's what this inevitability is.
Absolutely. And moving on into step three, well, the loving intention, this is where we're stepping into the, you know, our heart space, our heart chakra, and higher. It's connecting one's heart and, you know, mind and oversoul and so on. Fifth dimensional and above. It's really, you can't do, as you say, you simply cannot comprehensively do step two and step one until step three until you work through step one and step two, because it's a completely different space that you're coming from. You have to practice being in your own personal space for a while before you can really really feel the love and the gratitude for the dark side and those beings that have chosen the dark side, and that aspect of you, one's shadow, that has chosen the dark side to allow you, us, to feel that we reject that, and, you know, we do not like it, and that we want to be move forward with loving intent.
Yes. I mean, very well said. You are going up the chakra system. This is a fast track ascension process. Base chakra is the real world, the dark stuff, the emotions, the anchoring to the physical world. We need our security, our food, our home, our health, all being threatened. Then we're coming up into the sacral chakra, learning about everything on that level, again, real world, but connecting to emotions, coming up to the power, moving up to the heart, moving up to the throat, which is speaking it, and then up to the higher. And this is only one very basic model of the chakra system. You don't have to learn about spirituality, the chakra system. You don't need to learn all that if you don't want to. But what I would say to the newly awakened individuals is all of those people out there who've been teaching spirituality, the diamond frequency, the higher dimensional, fifth dimensional world, and all of that, that you have thought what crazy people they are, now you understand why they're teaching that, because they are teaching step three and everything that that entails. It's a unity consciousness. The reason why we love them, as I said, is because they are us. This is a unity consciousness. It's a fast track into something that would normally take years. Going back 50 years, 20 years, 100 years, people would study this their entire life, and they may not get to step three. They may do step one and step two, and they may never get to step three because they did have 90 years of lifetime, and then they would incarnate again and continue with their studies, and they may have studied for lifetimes to get to step three. So this is a huge, huge learning that I, or these beings that I connected with, this higher energy, is giving to people in a fast track sense, because as you say, we no longer have the luxury of time. We're in it. It's happening to us. We've got to learn this stuff and move into this consciousness. Step three is difficult for those people. How can you possibly understand that when you haven't been through that spiritual journey? It's about learning that we are all one soul, and that we created a plan from the perspective of the one soul. It's kind of like looking at this planet, and it's way more than a planet. It's the entire galaxy, the solar system, and our time-space reality, right up to multiple multiverses. But say we're just looking at planet Earth, and you're one soul, one being overseeing planet Earth, and you're looking at planet Earth and thinking everyone's lovely and everyone's harmonious in the Garden of Eden, and they're all doing so well and looking so amazing, and they're all in love, but there's no growth here, nothing's moving forward, there's no free will because everybody's living just in this one unity. So how can we bring this free will to these people? How can we give them something to teach them so that the higher reality can learn all this stuff? Without going too deeply, one needs to learn what separation means in order to truly understand unity. So how can we create these lovely people in the Garden of Eden to go through separation? So they go down and down into these frequencies, they forget who they are, they forget that they're a unity consciousness, and then in come these darker beings, darker structures that are all part of the oneness. So as one soul, I'm going to send in all the light side of me and all the dark side of me, and then let's see what happens. And the dark becomes a catalyst for the light. But all of that knowing all of that, think, oh, I see. They were helping us all along. They were helping us with our ascension. They're a catalyst for us. Great. That does not excuse what they have done on a physical level. On a physical level, we stand up and we say, no, no more. We forgive you and we love you and we thank you. But on step two, it's I'm a sovereign being. I'm separate from you. I'm service to others. You are service to self. I'm a being of love. You are a being of fear. You want to create chaos and I want order and harmony. And we want order and harmony. Therefore, we say no. So it's a dualistic way of thinking. It's a paradoxical way of thinking. The newbies that wake up, sorry to call them newbies, that's what they're being called at the moment. How do they suddenly go from a linear way of thinking to a paradoxical way of thinking? I mean, that is their journey and they don't necessarily have to. They don't have to sit there and think, okay, I've got to start thinking paradoxically. Just be open-minded to this. Listen to it. Take it on board. Do what you can at the level that you are at. I know people who are newly awakened, third dimensional thinkers, and they are out there with videos already with like 10 subscribers. Feeling like they're hopeless, feeling like, what can I do? I've got to do something. Get your videos out there. Write those articles. Speak to people. Don't shove it down their throat, but plant seeds. Be balanced and show people your perspective. All in step one. It's all being done. The movement is massive. The movement is absolutely massive. It's wonderful when you look at it from that bird's eye view. And I see that eventuality, that mathematical inevitability, all roads lead to Rome. It's going to happen.
Absolutely. And so moving on, once you've done step one, two, and three, and had to go back and do, as you learn each new piece of information, go back to the step one when you learn the new piece of information, process that, deal with that, declare yourself independent from something you do not choose to be part of, an action you do not choose to be part of. And going beyond step three, we have to sort of move forward with clear intention and attention, with right action and love. And we need to, it's a case of, walking the walk awakened and consciously and, choosing each action consciously. And I think more and more people are going to start to do this. And that's very, very exciting.
It's very exciting, especially when those people are in the dark structures, the systems, when I say dark structures, I mean the systems that have been set up and controlled by the dark structure, the service to self. We have light in those structures. And I'm talking about the media, healthcare, doctors and nurses. I'm talking about the emergency services and the police force and everyone connected there and the first responders, and I'm talking about the military and I'm talking about the media. There are individuals of light within those structures, and law, the legal system, so important. When those people step forward, and I know that they are, and more will yet to come, because it's not just the people on the ground that are moving towards this inevitability and this great awakening. It's people in positions of power, when they all step together at the same time, led by someone at the helm in the number one spot, which is the presidency of the United States. When everyone works together following that lead in this harmonious movement that's going to create chaos on the physical level, but is beautifully harmonious within the higher levels, then that's wonderful. From that viewpoint, when you take the higher viewpoint, everything is working as it should. Everything is working in this beautifully orchestrated way. It's like a work of art, watching it. When you're down in the real world, in the physical world, it's chaos. It's frightening. And from that perspective, you will look around and think, this is impossible. It's hopeless. We don't stand a chance. These people are too powerful. And basically, we're done for. Some people are coming to that conclusion, but when they move into the empowerment of step two, which is more knowledge, sovereignty, realizing that there's a whole team assisting, then they are thinking, no, I think we can do this. I really think that we can. We've got a lot of people there. And then in step three, the higher dimensional viewpoint, the fifth dimension, the unity consciousness, from that perspective, it's done. It's done.
Absolutely. It's written. And there's another very recent video that's just come out. It's a special time-sensitive message from Near People's Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Rashid Butler. And that, I think, works very well with the third step. It works that they're... Bruce Lipton talks absolutely beautifully about, you know, the awakened heart consciousness of the earth and humanity, and doing these meditations on a time sensitive. So they're suggesting 11 o'clock in the morning your time and 11 o'clock in the evening. Very, very similar to what Connecting Consciousness were doing. Simon and I, twice we've done two organized meditations, but it's been at noon. It's fine, just pick an hour. Every country does that, so it creates a wave, awakened wave effect. Now, in this video with Bruce Lipton, Rashid Butler, and Near Peoples, they're talking about doing it at 11 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, have that as a rolling wave for the next few days and beyond. And it's a meditation where you're connecting to your heart, you're connecting to the fifth dimension, you're anchoring in the fifth dimension, and that will help bring everyone, that will help all of humanity. I think if those of us that are awakened and know about this can do this, or even practice or try to do this, coming from the heart center, coming from love, absolute love, joy, gratitude, then we can affect consciousness of humanity. We can be the tide of change and absolutely bring it forwards in a way that is of benefit to Mother Earth, humanity, all the plants and animals on Earth.
Yes, and what you're doing there, if you meditate at 11 in the morning and 11 at night, you're creating your own personal 11-11, which is a unity consciousness template when you're looking at sacred geometry and you're looking at numerology. So you are working with the 11-11, which is the most powerful unity consciousness. You create that for yourself personally. If the whole planet is doing it, or a large critical mass amount of individuals, a huge group of light workers doing that, then we have an 11-11 unity consciousness field being created. I'm aware of that video. I've been sent it about 20-30 times over the last couple of days. Haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Familiar with Dr. Bruce Lipton's work. It's absolutely fantastic. Yes, he is one of the, you know, forefront planetary teachers in his field. Absolutely go and listen to him. So what I would also say is to those in step one that are just waking up, when you hear this stuff, you think, how can meditation make the slightest bit of difference to me not being able to go in the shop round the corner because the security guard isn't a very nice person and he's exercising his power and he won't let me buy a bag of sugar or a pen or a newspaper or whatever? How is meditation from someone in New Zealand or America or Canada going to help me here in the UK with this situation? And it's very difficult to explain to people how this works. And as we said, we don't have the luxury of time to teach you this. This is real. You know, meditation, collective consciousness, coming together is real. If you know about The Secret and you know about Law of Attraction, which you may not do if you're in step one, but some of you may know of this. This is global law of attraction, global manifestation, going deeper and deeper and deeper. We're working together to create a reality, not individually. I'm not sitting here imagining a red Ferrari, and then in 6 months' time, I get bought a red Ferrari. Yes, it works if it's done in the right way. I don't want a red Ferrari anyway. The point is, we aren't doing this individually for ourselves so that we can have some more money or whatever it is we want. We are doing this for the planet. We're doing this for planet Earth, all of humanity, and beyond that, which is the solar system, the galaxy, the universes, the multiverses, quantum fields. This is huge. It's huge. And it's so difficult to explain that to a beginner. But I'm trying my best to do that.
I think one of the ways that I try to engage in this field is to say that, you know, the people who have set themselves up in the positions of authority, do you think that they don't practice that?
Exactly.
But of course, and the other way I try to, because I'm aware that some of the New Age perhaps is trying to soften the blow. And I will say that there are some pretty evil people on the planet who they don't eat meat. They love the countryside. They love the rivers. They love the trees. They just don't want to share it with the rest of us. And I think that that is the shock that's needed. Now, you know, without a big shock, there isn't anything going to force people to have to look. Now, whether they act in the way that we would like them to act, that's entirely up to them. But that image or that information has to be given to them. And I agree with you. I think that a large number of them will begin that process. But I would like some more clarity for people, because I think they can get their head around step one and step two. But I think it's step three, which is trying to visualize this, I don't want to call it a pyramid, but this interconnecting, branching energy field in which, in one hand, we hate, and I'm using that word deliberately, but in the other one, we understand that it's the trigger mechanism to activate people. Now, how is a person going to go from understanding that children have been kept in underground bases and tortured and all the rest of it, how are they going to go from that to not forgiving individuals? Because I agree with you, I don't want to get stuck on that, but how do we move from that to somebody visualizing this negative force, which actually is playing a positive role? How do we square that in somebody who hasn't had 10 years to come to terms with this, has just had a matter of weeks? How are we going to do that?
Great question. I mean, there are many methods. One could be to use colour, so we don't need to actually look at the structure or the individuals. One could be to use colour. We could look at the yin-yang symbol, and it's difficult because there's positive dark and positive light. There's negative dark and negative light. So we don't want to get into black's dark and bad and white is good, because that's not correct. The yin-yang is a merge. So I think we need to take a neutral colour. I mean, we could go for something like the grass is green and the sky is blue, I guess. You could take green and blue, and you would have to, in your mind, decide that green, let's say green is the earth and that's positive, and blue is the sky and it's negative. I mean, it's not a good analogy, really. Maybe purple and orange. I'm not sure which color to take, but to just imagine that you are green and you are good, and this is blue and it's not. And just take the blue color and forgive it. But you would need to know in your mind that you're using it as a template. I mean, you could take a character from a story, a child's story. Let's have, I don't know, something like The Wizard of Oz. You've got the good fairy and the, you know, she's the witch of the north or whatever, the blonde pretty one in a white dress. And then you've got the wicked witch of the east. Take the symbolism and you make yourself the beautiful witch of the north. She's the fairy godmother, and draw up the wicked witch and just say, we're sisters, and you know, I forgive you for all the bad things you've done, and I love you because you're my sister, but I can't let you do this anymore. It's very difficult for people who are making that leap, and I would have said a year ago that leap isn't possible to make in a short period of time, but we don't have long enough. And what happens when everyone wakes up? I mean, we're going to be teaching, healing. We're going to be healing the planet together. So your question is a really, really good one. And I think understanding maybe intellectually what unity consciousness is, what does it mean that we're all one? Actually feeling it. I mean, truth cannot be taught. It has to be felt. You have to feel it and know it. And as I said, this is something that's very difficult to do in a short period of time. Every person will have a different method as to how to do this. And it's okay to reject that third step. What might help you is maybe look at people who are taking the third step without having done step one and step two. Then you might see what step three is, because there are many people in the New Age light worker community that have done step three very easily, that live in step three. And it's that they're the soft landing. It's like, well, we love the Illuminati. They're us, aren't they? We love them. We send them love. They're not going to be able to hurt us if we love them. Just sit there and send them love. Yes, but not without step two and step one. Because if you haven't done step one, who are you loving? You don't even know what the cabal are. You don't know what they've done. How can you love them when you don't know who they are? Step two, how can you make a declaration of sovereignty against what? What are you saying no to? So you need to understand each step, and to make a quantum leap from one to three in a short period of time will be an extremely challenging thing for you to do. But if you want to add your energy to this movement and assist in the creation of that inevitability and bring this structure down to create freedom for your great, great, great grandchildren, then you need to find a way to do this. I do have, in one of my books, Masters of the Matrix, it was the first book that the Nine brought through to me, teaches you about integration of those emotions. Now, you can use those steps, how you integrate emotion, dark emotion, fear and terror and horror and grief. Those steps would work to assist you to get to step three in this three-step plan. So that's just one teaching. There are many spiritual teachers out there that will understand this and be able to assist you to do this. And it means you're going to have to do some sort of spiritual research, or at least some healing research or esoteric research, as well as learning about the third dimensional real world stuff. I mean, do you have any tips as to how someone could make that leap really quickly?
I think one of the things that strikes me is that as long as an individual is not overwhelmed,
yeah.
And one of the dangers, I think, of a person at this time spending hours and hours going from one site to another site, some of it being obviously very good and some of it being total disinformation, it's making it harder for that individual. And I think the only way is to believe in themselves.
Right.
And that's what I would say, is that if you believe in yourself, and you've got to understand that you came here for a reason. Anybody who is alive now in 2020, it's a really special opportunity, because you're not actually now a member of the audience. No. You're now a member of the players. You're up on the stage, because you could have been here 30 years ago, 50 years ago, or 1,000 years hence, but you've chosen to come here now, which must mean you're here to play a part. So I say to people, if you truly love truth, then do something positive. But I'm very unwilling to give any more than that, simply because I wanted this meeting to run because it's important for the divine feminine. I believe that divine feminine energy will play a key role in dismantling what is unfortunately a masculine control system. The satanic forces is patriarchal, and you know, that's why if people are wondering why I've been quite quiet today, there's deliberately, because I wanted the divine feminine to connect. And I must apologize for leaving my seat, but my white cat wanted to come in and out of the room. So that wasn't because I was being disrespectful, but I had to let the cat come and go. Although Magenta Pixie, you do have a strong connection to Atlantis. And I think that has given you that extra insight and the power and the strength to fight through. And yes, as I always talk to my clients, that it is the Atlantean women that the evil patriarch forces, they're really fearful of that. So I want to thank you very much for taking the time and being with us and sharing that. And I think that, you know, I hope more people will call you to speak on their podcasts or their shows, because we do need to get the message out as quickly as possible. Becky, is there anything more that I've missed and we need to do before we say thank you?
The only last thing I wanted to say was, I come from a shamanic point of view, and healing training and so on, and this work, this three-step plan, is absolutely key to shamanic work. It's actually quite advanced. It's all about integrating the divine masculine, the divine feminine, integrating your shadow side with your light side. It's taking the mask off and it's looking at things honestly and truly and genuinely, and almost without judgment to some extent. And that's not an easy thing to do initially, but it's part of a training. And I just wanted to say that there is a very strong shamanic element to this. Okay. And thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Wow, thank you. Oh, I just wanted to say how correct you are regarding the divine feminine energy and the movement and the connection with Atlantis, and how interesting that for me personally, having brought forward many pre-incarnate memories, the predominant incarnations that I have had have been male. But for this lifetime, obviously, I had to be female. And many of the feminine presenters that are teaching this have memories and knowings of knowing what it's like to be male. That's the indigo warrior energy, but we do it in a feminine way because it is the counteracting force to the male patriarch. Self-energy, you're correct, which is why I was trying to look at the yin-yang sign to bring balance, to assist someone making a jump from step one to step three. Look at the yin-yang sign and understand that that's all you. It's about, as you say, have faith in yourself, have trust in yourself, but know that your faith, when you face that structure and say, I love you, you're actually facing your own shadow side, which you have buried. The reason why you've buried it, because otherwise if you hadn't buried it, you'd be over here on step three. And it is, the shamanic path that you just mentioned is a long study. People devote them years and years and years. How I picked up this three-step plan in one moment in an out-of-body projection and could come back and like, what's this? It's but we don't have the time to do it over years, which is why it happened in one moment, and I had to present it in 1 hour's video. Mm-hmm. So I know the spiritually aware individuals will follow along with this because they are already there, the truthers. That it might be hard for some of the truthers that have been working in the truth movement, even those that are delivering truth, to actually move to step three. Hopefully they will join us in that and understand what that means. And those in step one, all I would say to everyone who's in step one, two, or three, good on you for not being caught in the false narrative. Wherever you are in this, you are adding your energy to this movement. Wherever you are, if you've started questioning, you've started researching, and you've started looking, and you've realized that the narrative you are getting is not adding up to what's really happening, if you've made that connection, then good on you. You are powerful, and you are more special and magical and more important than you can possibly know. So do whatever you can, trust your heart and trust in yourself, as you said.
Magenta Pixie, thank you so much for sharing that vision with us. Becky, thank you for being there. We'll get this up as soon as we can. We'll get the links up there. And what we'll also try and do actually is see if we can get a link on my website so that someone can go straight through to your website. So that might be very helpful. So thanks very much, and God bless everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Simon. Thank you, Becky.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.